It's a great thing to dwell on God's Word. Wherever you are, to have some lines of God's Word in your heart. Psalmist said he hid it in his heart that he might not sin against God. And yesterday, I was in for a swim. And I usually take with me, when I go in for a swim, a text of Scripture. And as I swim up and down the pool, I make out a sermon. And I got a sermon as I was swimming. It must be a Baptist sermon. Yes. And it's a good one. And you'll find it in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. And that text rang in my ears, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." You'll notice there's four things in that text about the cross. First of all, you have the sacrifice of the cross. He was wounded for our transgression. Secondly, you have the substitution of the cross. He was bruised for our iniquities. Thirdly, you have the satisfaction of the cross. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And lastly, you have the salvation of the cross. With his stripes we are healed. The word stripes there is not in the plural in the Hebrew. It is in the singular. With his stripe we are healed. I was very interested in that, because there the stripe takes up not only the stripes that he had when he was whipped, but the whole sufferings of the cross. And it takes us back to Genesis chapter 3, where the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head, but he would have a bruised heel. And in the stripe of the bruised heel, he broke the devil's power forever. I'm always thrilled when I read in the book of Hebrews, he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is to say the devil, and delivered those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The devil is a defeated foe. And we can rejoice in the salvation. By a stripe we are healed. But we can rejoice in the sacrifice. He was wounded. He was really wounded. This was no play acting, Calvary. This was a death of deaths. This was the most horrific death that ever was and ever could be. He was wounded for our transgressions. How deep did Jesus Christ, the Son of God, feel the knife of his Father in him? He felt it as deep as it could go. And Jesus Christ died as no other man ever died since or could die. We read that his visage was marred more than any man. There is no likeness to death anywhere to the death of the cross. The death of the cross was unique. And we not only read that his face was marred, his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. The word in the Hebrew text there is, he was unrecognizable as a human being. You just think about that. What for? For you. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was a substitute. He had no sins of his own, but he took our sins. He didn't deserve hell, but he drank the bitter cup of hell for every one of his people who put their trust in him. Bruised for our iniquities. Then there's the satisfaction. Oh, God was satisfied with what his son did. The chastisement of our peace. Our peace was gained when Jesus Christ took the chastisement or the chastising for our sins upon himself. Calvary satisfies God. Mr. Spurgeon said, God would ungod himself if he put a blood-washed sinner in hell. It's true. A blood-washed sinner cannot go to hell. He's marked for heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we have labels on us. And I've got a label on me, on my heart. Bound for heaven. Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
My happy soul is free, for the Lord hath pardoned me. Hallelujah to his blessed name. And then last of all, you have the salvation. His stripes healed us. We're a healed people. We're not going to be sick. It says in heaven, they never say they're sick. No fella, there'll be no angels running around with aspirins in heaven trying to put a headache away. But you'll have no headaches. And you'll have no heartaches. And you'll have no body aches. Why? Because your body will be like unto his glorious body. What a day that's going to be. That's why this food and this table, it's only until he comes. For he's coming again. The heavens shall glow with splendor, but brighter far than they. The saints shall shine in rapture, and Christ shall them array. And the beauty of the Savior will dazzle every eye, for the crowning day is coming by and by. Aren't you glad you're saved today? Aren't you glad you're on the glory road? And we're nearing heaven every day. I was talking to a dear lady who lost her mother this week, and she just said to me, you know, Mummy wouldn't want to be back here. Nobody ever wants to come back from heaven. But you know, there's something going to happen. All our loved ones that are in heaven are coming back. They're coming back to meet us. But we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Boy, what? There'll be some air traffic that day. There'll be some air traffic.
Amen.
And every one of us will not hit another fella got up, because we'll all be going directly as the Lord has planned it. To meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord till he come. Let's bow our heads, and some brother will thank God for the bread on the table that speaks of the precious body of Christ.